nice.
You screwed it up.
We never do three.
It's a Tuesday morning of the break. We're brought to just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
17 degrees out right now, but it's cold. It feels way colder.
Yeah.
Like jeans, frozen jeans, cold. It's cold jeans, cold.
Mm-hmm.
We will get up into 30. So it'll be 30, 40 the next couple days for a high. So enjoy that.
Okay.
Because then it goes back down into the 20s again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start the show with a sad story that becomes a shocking story.
Yeah.
That becomes an unexplainable story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we've been talking a lot about planes and the not great things that are happening with them lately.
Yeah.
But there was another crash yesterday. And I guess crash is the wrong way to put it.
Oh, no. It crashed.
All right. So for those who didn't see, it happened in an Arizona airport. It was a Gulfstream jet that during landing veered off the runway and clipped another jet.
Another Gulfstream.
Yeah, got it. So unfortunately, one person's passed away,
mm-hmm.
and there are three more people that are injured.
Yeah.
So that's just standard.
Yeah.
And there'd be no reason we'd be telling you this because that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
The surprising news mm-hmm. that you shared with me this morning is one of the private planes that was involved in that accident in Arizona is owned by Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil. Little bit better than it used to be, cause I'm alive. Livewire! All right, so Vince Neil was not on the plane at the time.
No, he was not.
However, his girlfriend was.
Yes.
And she is one of the injured people.
Yeah. I guess she's got some banged up ribs.
Do we know
from Vince Neil? That had nothing to do with that crash.
Or was that the jet that was landing? Or were they on the jet that was hit?
His plane was the one that caused the accident.
Okay.
The other plane was just parked there.
Right.
And I guess it just slammed into the other plane.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously sad.
Oh, yeah.
Very unfortunate somebody passed away. I would like to take that story and put it over here for a second.
Okay.
Because I saw the plane crash story yesterday.
Mm.
You shared with me.
Yeah.
It was Vince Neil's plane this morning. And I have a question. Vince Neil owns a private plane? Lead singer of Motley Crue, Vince Neil.
Owns a jet.
He's got Gulfstream money?
Because that's like the most expensive private plane you can buy. Outside of like Trump buying like an actual commercial aircraft.
Plane. And that was from, it's not even like a totally modern plane.
No, his plane is old now.
Yeah, it's an old ass plane.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those who don't know, maybe you're a little younger, Motley Crue, one of the biggest bands on the planet for a short period of time.
Sure.
Right? But then they ran into some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince Neil especially ran into some trouble.
He had a long skid like his plane.
Yes, he did. Yeah. So we'll get past the fact that he killed a friend in a drunk driving accident.
Forgot about that.
Had to razzle from, what was the name of the band? Oh, my God. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
Well, it does. I'm sorry. That was disrespectful.
Doesn't matter.
there was all the breakup with Motley Crue. Mm-hmm. His solo album flop. They get back together. If I'm not mistaken, he lost a bunch of money when he tried to own an arena football team.
Didn't he have some scuffles, too, like in Vegas? He was living in Vegas, and he was getting tossed out of, like, casinos for fighting and things.
So there's a very famous video. This is 100% real. You can look it up. Vince Neil and actor Nicolas Cage are standing in front of a casino on the Vegas Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman asks Vince Neil for a picture or an autograph, and he, like, shoves her or something.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage then grabs him by the face. This is the middle of the day, by the way. It's light out.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You do. You're my friend and I love you." And it goes on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the most insane thing you've ever seen in your life.
Scolding him for pushing that woman around.
Yeah. Well, no, because he was like, he wasn't even scolding him. He was like, "I love you. Stay with me. You're better than this. Stay with me." he put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Which we all will do as time goes on. But like,
They start calling him now Vince Can't Kneel. And he's Catholic, which really hurts.
And like Motley Crue still tours.
Yeah.
But every year they tour, it's one of those like double tours. Like there's another 80s band that they'll go out with. So it's not like, I mean, you know, you're making money touring, but you ain't the Stones.
It's not
Joel.
What they were.
Yeah, exactly. And past that, I mean, obviously they're an 80s hair metal band and they had a run. They had a great run.
Oh, yeah.
But they haven't had a hit album since like 1988, unless I'm wrong.
And it's not like you see them everywhere where they're like endorsing. You know what I mean? Like they haven't stayed relevant in that aspect by any means. Like they haven't moved on to do something else.
So
they still make money. To your point,
I didn't think they made each member of the band can have a Gulfstream money.
Because a Gulfstream jet is like 100 million dollars.
And that's buying. Wait, yeah. $100 million?
But does he own it, though, or did he just take it?
No, it's owned by his company.
Oh, it's owned?
It's registered to Vince Neil.
Oh, okay.
Or his company.
Gotcha. Time out. You said a Gulfstream's $100 million.
Like a new one, yeah.
Kimmy?
Now, I don't know when he bought that one, but still, in relative terms, it's got to be...
You're talking awfully fast, though, all of a sudden.
It has to be when he bought that jet. If he bought it new, it would cost him between $60 and $70 million. Let's say that jet's 10 years old.
Okay, wait. If you bought it new, because a second ago you said $100
million. Go look at a Gulfstream G7 right now.
Okay, G7.
Unless they got a G8.
There's a G5.
Well, but that song from a couple years ago was G6. I was flying so high like a G6.
Yeah, but nobody bought it. G6 are junk.
Hold on.
That's like the Saturn car of jets.
Saturn.
But either way,
by the way, someone's driving a Saturn right now, and they feel really bad about themselves.
The Gulfstream G7 jet has a list price of around $75
million. All
right now.
So it's 25 off.
That's a quarter of the price.
And the annual operating costs can be around $2
million. Okay,
seems low.
What's that?
It's a lot of money. Well, it only seems low because you said $75 million first. Imagine that if you were spending $2 million just to fly a plane.
Right, hold on.
Yeah.
So check G7 with stripper pole. That might push it up to $100 million.
So I know recently, what was it? The Dirt was that biopic they did about Motley Crue a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they got paid off of that, but I still wouldn't think that they made enough money.
Yeah. To spread it out over the entire band.
What the hell is Vince Neil doing where he still has this kind of money?
He made investments along the way.
What?
One of them hit?
Does he look like a shrewd investor?
No, but somebody else is probably managing his money.
I'm looking at him right now. It looks like he invests in a lot of cheese plates, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you Google what Vince Neil's net worth is, please? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but I guess he owns this company because it's his company and him. That's how the plane is registered. So he must own some kind of company.
Yeah. The company is called Chromed in Hollywood.
Okay.
Oh, but it's chrome. Chrome's expensive.
Yeah, which is why you think you wouldn't be able to afford a plane.
Yeah.
On account of all the chrome and the cheese and the chrome cheese.
As of 2025, Vince Neil's net worth is estimated to be around $50
million. How?
So if he's estimated at 50 and a plane costs 75, and $2 billion to operate.
Yeah.
What if it's super old?
Yeah,
It's a 30-year-old plane?
I'm looking at a picture of it now. Granted,
it's hard to tell.
It looks pretty new.
Yeah, but jets look like that for the last 40 years.
Well, no, I drive by the Scottsville Road. I drive by like where they have those private planes there all the time, and you can tell which jet was like when my dad had hair.
Oh, it says he. Okay, so he owns a brand of tequila and vodka.
He's only worth $50 million.
What's it called, though?
I could look further into this.
Wabo Wabo, which is what it sounds like when he's running with his shirt off. Sorry, we're taking a lot of shots at Vince Neil for no reason. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this plane crash. Very unfortunate yesterday. Happened in Arizona. Jet veers off the runway, collides with another jet. Somebody did pass away, but we find out this morning that the plane was owned by Motley Crue's Vince Neil.
Mm.
And the three of us can't wrap our heads around with all of the terrible decisions, both socially and financially, that Vince Neil has made in his life, how the guy can afford a private jet. What is Chromed in Hollywood do?
What, did he have like a talent agency or something?
I mean,
if it's in California, he must like develop bands or some
crap.
He
also owns several restaurants.
Okay, again, you're not making
but he's always eating there, so the profit margins are terrible. I mean, how many tomahawk steaks does he have for lunch?
He's carrying three in this picture I'm looking at right now.
He walks around them over his shoulder like Paul Bunyan.
Okay, so I can't even tell what Chromed in Hollywood does because when I Google it, it just shows up with the plane crash yesterday. Right. Although it is registered in the state of Wyoming. Do that for what it's
worth.
Could
he also make money on his jet letting other people use it?
So he's leasing out the jet?
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
They do it with boats.
He could be paying it off that way.
Okay, I guess.
Rent the jet. You could rent Vince Neil's jet.
You know, it's funny.
It comes with chlamydia.
It sounds funny, but we both know four guys that would immediately jump on that opportunity if they had the Vince Neil jet.
I rub one out in Vince Neil's chair, man.
So, like, Tommy Lee has to be the most profitable member of Motley Crue.
I don't know. Like, another guy that's, like, blown through a lot of money and has had personal tragedies all around him.
You're not wrong, but he was more relevant than Vince Neil was into the 90s and the early 2000s.
Because of Pamela.
Well, that, he had another band called Mothers of Mayhem that had some kind of success in the late 90s.
But that whole sex tape bumped his career up.
But did he make money off of that?
No, but it boosted his career. I mean, a major shot in the arm.
Temporarily,
in her
though,
face.
Right?
Did Vince Neil have a sex tape, too?
Yeah, but nobody wanted to watch it. It was used more for, like, weight control.
Okay, so...
it's just him eating prosciutto. Yeah, no, there is.
It's called Doggy Style Heart Attack.
It's called...
Yeah!
Tommy Lee estimated to be worth $70
million. Damn. Remember when he had a Starbucks in his house?
Yes. It's only... Bro, he didn't really have that.
I know, but at the
MTV
time...
MTV Cribs. It was a rented house, you idiot.
It was pretty cool, though.
So Vince Neil does have a sex tape.
Right.
Janine Lindemuller, does that name mean anything
Linda
to you?
Lindemuller? Never heard of her.
Was she
like a penthouse chick or something?
Okay, she was the cover girl from the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket Blink-182 album, the nurse that's putting the glove on her hand.
It's so random.
It's all coming together. This looks like it wasn't a fake. It looks like he did this as like a...
Trying to actually put out a sex tape?
Yeah. All right, hold on.
Please watch.
How sad is that?
Okay, I'm not totally sure, but she's an adult film star that is in this.
Okay.
With Vince Neil.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say what year it came. Oh, 98. Oh, no. And it's 59 late. Minutes long. It's exactly the length of like what an adult film should be. Did Vince Neil do porn? And try
so he tried to do a porn.
But did he try and play it off like somebody found the video
right.
after his
and
try
to market
oh,
it?
Oh, no. Where did this camera come from?
Why would you want to watch 1998 Vince Neil have sex with somebody?
But there's a better Motley Crue sex tape out there. Like that one was a legitimate sex tape.
Yeah.
It was hysterical to watch. It was great. It has to be the greatest sex tape that was ever produced.
Remember when he honked the horn with his
oh
dog?
Oh, my God. How about when he's eating McDonald's while getting a knob?
Well, that's every man's fantasy, right?
Yeah. Well, he pulled it off. Yes, he did honk the boat's horn with his dong.
This is also filmed in Hawaii. This Vince Neil sex tape?
Oh.
Okay.
Man. Vince Neil, man. What are you? I mean, I guess he can't even. Like, I sit here and we're all laughing at the guy. I also forgot he was on that reality show where celebrities tried to be professional figure skaters.
Really?
What?
Yeah, it was called Ouch.
That had to be
no, that's a real
short-lived.
Show. That is a real show.
I thought he was in The Surreal Life.
He wasn't. That was like 25 years
ago.
Yeah. Where they had all the celebrities in the house.
Yep.
Doing just sad stuff.
Oh, man. Like, we're sitting here, we're taking all these shots at Vince Neil, but he's got private jet money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He seems to be doing pretty well for himself.
Not bad being Vince Neil.
I mean, well,
fat and happy in your 60s.
Yeah, but you're always out of
breath.
Had
some tragedy, though.
A lot of tragedy.
Every six-year-old's out of breath.
No, but I mean, have you seen video of him performing?
No, I saw recent just pictures of him.
It's not.
So it's bad?
I mean.
Is he sitting down like B.B. King?
No, well, not on purpose. There are times where all of a sudden he's just on his ass.
My jet is gone.
This is not going to make any sense to anybody.
Okay.
I mean, especially what happened on Sunday, because all last week we were talking about how lukewarm the nation was on this upcoming Super Bowl.
No interest.
Right, yeah. It was the least anticipated Super Bowl of the last quarter century. But, I mean, Tommy, some teams are bigger draws than other teams.
Yeah.
Because we also have in front of us which were the most popular teams on television all season long.
Okay, with the ratings.
And some of this doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday it was announced that the Super Bowl on Sunday, despite the fact that nobody wanted to watch it, was the highest-watched Super Bowl in NFL history.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
126 million Americans watched the Super Bowl. That is about one half of all men, women, men and women in the United States. Is it possible that when the Eagles started kicking the crap out of the Chiefs, people just tuned in to watch it happen?
Oh.
You think that would get somebody who didn't want to watch to watch? You know what I mean? Like somebody that had already made the decision, I'm not going to watch, tune in?
So I know that there were a lot of people that were boycotting the game. I have one very important piece of information that might prove my point.
Okay. Mm.
According to Fox, viewership for the Super Bowl peaked during the second quarter of the game between 8 and 8:15, that's when the Eagles really looked like they were going to start running away with it. That was a peak of 135 million
Americans. Wait, 135
Americans.
Million?
Yes, that was the peak rating.
But I'm guessing, too, like, what else are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday? I mean, most of the country's got crappy weather, right?
Yep.
So what else is on TV that would pique your interest? And it, So where are you going?
No, valid point.
We own you.
Valid.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, yeah, yeah. Now she can't leave.
I mean, it's like Russian TV in the 70s. There's two channels.
And when you went to one channel, they told you to turn to the other channel.
Turn back to channel one.
Do you think an absolute stomping is what got the most people ever
well,
to
yeah,
watch
people
Super
started
Bowl?
Putting it out on social media that it's a blowout and people wanted to watch.
I mean, yeah, Kimmy, the Chiefs are... People hate the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess
people
so.
Hate the Chiefs.
You're
and
right.
I mean, we are a petty, petty country.
Yeah.
So I could understand. I mean, I told you, I had the most fun in a long time watching Mahomes get the crap kicked out of him. But what's more interesting...
What is that?
Is we have in front of us, according to Sportico, the most watched NFL teams on television per team this year.
Okay.
Now, it's average per game. Average viewers per game.
Yeah.
Tommy, would you like to take a guess at the most watched regular season team this year? I'll give you a hint. It was not the Buffalo Bills.
Well, then it would have to be, Kansas City.
No.
Wow.
Kansas, Kimmy, would you like to take a shot?
The most like
the most viewed on television NFL team per game this season.
Oh, I was going to say the Bills too.
It was not the Bills.
Well, I thought like they had set some records.
Yeah, they did. They had two records. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you at?
The Chiefs were third.
Wow.
The Detroit Lions were the most watched NFL team this year. 22.65 million people on average tuned in to watch the Lions every week.
But it's weird. Well, how many? They weren't in a ton of primetime games.
The Lions, they had a ton of primetime.
Yes,
they
okay,
did. Yeah.
But this is all their TV ratings,
yes,
correct?
Yes, throughout the season. No, she's right. The primetime games would up their average.
Right.
They played in a bunch.
But they were a great story.
They were, but the Bills played in just as many primetime games as the Lions did this year.
Yeah,
and
I guess maybe I didn't know that was that even.
Okay, so I told you the Lions are one at 22.65 million. The Chiefs were three. The second most watched team in America is the most frustrating of all time.
Is it like the Cowboys or something?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, despite being one of the worst teams of the NFL this
year. For a long time, actually, really. They haven't won crap in how long?
But they're always on.
They average 22.47 million viewers per game.
So they're still America's team, really.
You know, for all those people.
Still tune in.
But, so do you guys want to guess where the Bills came in?
I'm hoping the top 10.
In the top 10 was not five. They came in ninth. The Buffalo Bills averaged 19.67
million. How did they set all those records in their ninth?
So here's the thing.
Local TV.
Yeah, every team. Yeah, he's right. It's a smaller market. But every team between 5 and 10 are all pretty tight. Because like if you look at where the top teams were, Dallas, major market despite being bad, high ratings.
Yeah.
New York Giants, major market despite being bad, high ratings. Chicago Bears, bad team, major market.
But I'm just
we're in the
like,
top 10.
How about
there
the
was
Jets?
A stretch of like a month and a half where the Bills didn't have a 1 o'clock game.
Understood. But I mean, keep in mind, like the population of Buffalo
small.
Is
a right, but I would think
Chicago
like you're kind of forced to watch them in the 4 o'clock slot, right? There's no... There, you pick one of two games,
Look,
and the other one usually stunk.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. I'm just telling you the information
I just, I make
Kimmy
it make sense.
The Jets were not in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
and they were not in the bottom 10.
Oh.
They were right in the mushy middle, which is interesting because every time you would turn on a talking sports head show, right, whether it was Fox Sports or ESPN, they led with the Jets every week.
Yeah.
And America voted with their eyes. They did not care about the drama Aaron Rodgers was going through.
What about Miami? Because Miami is notorious for like people just not caring.
Miami was 10th from the bottom, 15.46 million
sense.
Viewers. Yes. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this is super surprising. The better teams in the bigger markets are at the top. But do you guys want to take a guess at the least watched NFL team this season?
I would say Jacksonville.
Okay, close. They were the second to last, 6.4 million average viewers.
Damn.
Kim, you want to take a shot?
Trying to think of a team you don't see all that often. It's got to be like Carolina.
No, Carolina.
Oh, that was a good one.
Though. No, they were right in the middle because it had to do with Bryce Young.
I know they had attendance problems.
The Tennessee Titans only averaged 5.61 million fans watching per game. Just to put that in perspective, the Jags had less than a quarter of the eyes the Detroit Lions did on a game-by-game basis.
Damn.
The Bills had four times as many viewers on average than the Jacksonville Jaguars did every Sunday.
So it's Tennessee and Jacksonville were the bottom?
Tennessee and Jacksonville were the bottom two.
Damn.
So what do we take away from this? The phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is a reason why some teams can stay so bad for so long. It is apparent here that the Cowboys, being second in ratings and viewers, don't have to win to make money.
No, they don't.
Jerry Jones knows it.
Yeah.
And that has to suck if you are a Cowboys fan.
He's not going to spend a lot of money.
You don't have to. Like this offseason, they had a bunch of money they could have spent, and they didn't do it.
It's a brand he sells.
Exactly. But, I mean, at what point does the brand die? Because, like you said, they have not been good for a long time.
Yeah.
They haven't won, what, a playoff game, and however, they haven't been to a conference championship game since 95.
I thought, like, over the last 20 or 30 years, their record is, like, below 500.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people keep watching.
Think of the guys that pass through that organization, like Tony Romo, and who's the old coach now that he's a talking
Jimmy
head?
Johnson.
No,
Jason Garrett.
Yeah, like those. Oh, yeah. How did those guys became TV stars on weak ass teams?
Bro, you're forgetting about Jason Witten, who did television when he between his retirement and comeback. I mean, that guy was a nobody. Jason Garrett's got no personality, right?
But
I mean,
he's in there.
Yeah, I mean, if you play for the Cowboys,
it's like a rubber stamp.
Hell, man, Dandy Don Meredith was on Monday Night Football.
He was funny though.
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
Vaguely.
Oh my God, he's one of the funniest cats ever in the booth.
Funniest cats.
And fantastic guest appearance on King of the Hill back in the day. 252 WCMF, we have in front of us the most watched NFL teams per game this season after we find out yesterday that despite the fact that nobody cared about the Super Bowl, they set a record for the most watched Super Bowl of all times. The Detroit Lions, the most watched team on a game-by-game basis, 22.65 million people. The Bills averaged about 20 million people per game, came in ninth. Conversely, that there are some teams, you know, the Bears, the Giants, and the Cowboys that are so major market they don't have to win to make money. Only one of the four teams that made the conference championships showed up in the top five.
Oh, wow.
Just the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Bills were at 9. Super Bowl champ Eagles were at 10.
And Baltimore's low then.
Baltimore came in at 5.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, that's a big market. Because you draw from D.C. all the way up to almost Philly.
You split with D.C.
Yeah, but I always figure if the more popular, better team at the time probably draws more viewers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like loyalty is now pretty bred in your favorite team.
Yeah.
You know what
Plus
I mean?
Plus, all three of those teams were good this year.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, look, man, if I'm a Cowboys fan, a Giants fan, or a Bears fan, I feel awful this morning. It is amazing that the Bills are having the most success, arguably entertaining, they've ever had. Like, they are the most entertaining team this Bills has ever had for the last five years, this city's ever had. And they're not in the top five. Like, it may be one of those things that
is amazing. Because you're to your point, and it's not. They play some exciting games. I mean, I guess you could argue Kansas City came down to the wire a lot, too, this season. So that also makes sense.
But Kansas City being, I mean, despite,
they got all the star power.
And again, they're in everything. And they've won how many Super Bowls?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, I guess that Kansas City fatigue we were talking about last week between the Super Bowl being the highest watched of all time and the Chiefs being the third most watched team on average per week didn't set in.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't care.
Man, what a cash cow, man.
What a cash cow. Man.
Think about that.
Yeah, think the Lions snap a football and 22 million people tune in to watch every week. And even the lowest ranked team gets 5 million eyes.
Yeah.
Good for the NFL. They could use the money.
Yeah. They're hurting here.
You want to think the best of people.
Oh, yeah.
And if we do that here, this man would have made just an honest mistake.
Okay.
You want to think. Every grown-ass person knows they can't do what this man is accused of doing.
This is like common knowledge stuff.
I would have thought.
All right.
But here's the thing. We also shouldn't assume everyone knows what the rules are when it comes to kids in this place.
Mm.
Especially if your kids are grown and gone. But even with all that being said.
Yeah.
How would you not know this? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a 62-year-old man. Has been arrested in Canandaigua.
What'd he do?
After an incident at an elementary school.
Oh.
Police say the man, who's from Victor, attempted to enter the school around 8:30 in the morning last Tuesday. It was right when students began arriving for the day.
Okay.
So the staff jumped into action. He was stopped by employees. Mm-hmm. They escorted him into a secondary school entrance, and they held him there. The kids were held on the bus until the man was detained. Now, authorities say there was no evidence that he intended to harm anyone. But what he did is against the law.
Did he say why he was there?
We do not know why. We don't have that in the story.
All right.
And because of what he did, he was charged with criminal trespass.
Oh.
He's got a court date coming up. So the three of us in the break room are well aware you can't just walk into a school anymore.
No.
Right? Especially when you got kids walking in at the same time.
Right.
And you would think that was common knowledge.
Yes.
Is there a chance that this 62-year-old man was unaware you can't just walk into a school.
Oh, I would think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not that it justifies it, but I could see a guy going, well, in my day, my parents came and picked me up or screamed at me. You know, my dad used to beat my ass right in school.
Okay.
But I guess my question.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I could believe that argument if he had a reason for why you wanted to.
But we don't know.
Well, he could have had a reason.
Okay.
Did they say where he entered the school?
It sounds like he tried to go in where everybody was going.
So, like, the front entrance?
I mean, that's what I would assume.
So, he might have said, well, the doors are open.
Yeah.
Why can't I walk in? My doctors are in there.
Okay, so let's break this down. Now, assuming he has all his faculties, because that could also be an issue
here.
He
could be off his meds.
But let's assume that's the case. Okay. He's 62 years old. If he had kids of his own, at 62, let's say, average, you have kids. Let's say 25. Let's give him 25. Yeah. They grow up and they're out of the house when he's 45. So that means he would have had kids in the house 25 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different day and age.
Not really. It's when that's after Columbine.
Yeah.
You would have not. I mean, you would
My parents would not have been able to walk right into the school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you would have been around.
Yeah.
62 is not as old as you think 62 is.
Would it have been an arrestable offense to show up at a school 25 years ago?
I don't know if it would have been arrestable.
But they definitely wouldn't have let you in.
Oh, really?
Without a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? You would have to, you know, say, I'm here to pick up my kid or something.
Mm. I mean, like, at what point, and I'm asking, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, at what point would the rules have been different for an adult in the community just being able to walk into a school? Because, not to be, you know, dark here, but Columbine happened when I was in 7th grade.
What year?
So 90, does 98 sound right?
Yeah. I mean, I was living here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's when everything changed. That's when you started seeing, you know, the bulletproof backpacks and the shelter-in-place drills and all that stuff, locking down the schools in the front. So, like, 98 would have been the line of demarcation where everything started to change.
Mm.
So anybody that has had kids that were in school past 1998 should know this.
Yeah.
And unless, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, unless he thought, like, the worst they're going to do is just tell me to leave.
Okay.
Not like I'm going to be detained and arrested.
It is surprising that that isn't an option. Like, you can't be here. Please go. Unless, again, we don't have any details.
Unless he was a dick about it. We don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. Most 62-year-old men are not dicks. They're pretty cool. Trust me.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the 62-year-old man. He was arrested exactly a week ago after police say at 8:30 in the morning, this man from Victor tried to get into an elementary school in Canandaigua. He was walking in while the kids were getting off the bus. The school staff jumped into action, stopped him, brought him into a secondary entrance. They held the kids on the bus until he was detained. The police say there was no evidence he intended to harm anybody, but it's still against the law, and because of that, he was charged with criminal trespass. We're trying to figure out how a man of this age would not understand you can't walk into a school.
I'm trying to think, like, because, like, I know that schools, like, you know, after hours, like, they'll hold, like, classes for adults and stuff.
Community stuff,
yeah, community stuff. Like, is there maybe, like, a reason why somebody would think they could just walk into a school? Because, well, I've been here for this other thing.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here to attend something, or I got the date wrong. I don't know.
Or the time wrong.
Could it be 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 8:30 at night. I'm sorry. But even that, like, that explanation you'd think would suffice, right?
Yeah.
So, like, then let's get into why someone that age would want to get into a school.
Right.
Because you could start with the nostalgia argument.
All right.
Now, I don't know what elementary school this was, but if it had been around for a while, maybe he went to that school, he was driving by, wanted to
see what the gym looks like.
Exactly. And you bring that up. Kimmy, we had that story locally last year. Guy in his 20s walked into a high school, put it in lockdown. Remember, because he wanted to go into the gym and shoot hoops for a little while?
Yeah.
And then when they caught him, he panicked and he claimed he was a student in the school and it caused this big thing. But we have talked about, Tommy, folks wanting to take, like, one more walk around the place they spent their most formative years.
Yeah, throwback.
Yeah, I would love to go walk around Washington Irving Elementary in Gates. It's closed.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Closed it after I left.
Yeah.
Weren't going to do any better than this. Was it Grandpa surprise, you think, Kimmy?
Was it what?
A Grandpa surprise?
Oh,
Grandpa
he's got his grandkids are in there?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it could be.
Like when
but I would think, like, that would be an explanation that wouldn't get you detained.
Unless
unless you just said, I refuse to leave. I want to see my grandkid.
I don't want to assume the worst here, though, because, again, the police say he wasn't going to try anything hard. Kimmy, it's funny, because when we were kids, and that would be, if this guy had kids, our dads are around this guy's age.
Yeah.
When your parent came and, like, had lunch with you in school, it was, like, the coolest thing that ever happened. You were, like, a celebrity in elementary school when one of your parents came and had lunch with you.
So why was that a thing? Because that didn't happen in my day.
I don't know why it was a thing.
I remember even our dads or parents, like, they had to, like, sign in for, like, you couldn't just walk into any door
sure,
you wanted.
Sure.
But they could sit down and eat with lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I do
they
remember.
Had, like, the name tag and stuff.
I remember in elementary school, like, the way the school was, like, you could walk in the school and you would have to, like, walk a little ways to get to the main office just to get the name tag.
Yeah. So, true.
I don't know about that. I will say this.
What's that?
It is a hassle. Getting into your kid's school now. Not that it's a bad thing. Totally understandable. But, like, no joke.
You feel like you're suspicious already?
I am always... Like, I will take my hat off to look in the little camera.
Yeah.
Trying to get into the building. If I have a hood over my head, like, it's cold outside, I'll take it. Like, I'm very paranoid.
You can't look menacing.
Exactly. And I just look menacing in general.
Well, with that goddamn Bolshevik beard you're carrying.
Is a Bolshevik beard? Is that how you say beard in Russian?
That's how you
Russian?
Say it in Russian.
Yeah, is that how it goes? Beard! Vodka and beer.
Yeah, vodka and beer.
So in English, the liquor is called vodka. Then, you idiot. But like getting your kid from a school is a 10 to 15 minute process because you got to be buzzed in. They see your face on the camera when you get there. You got to go into the office.
It's like Attica.
Yes, it is. You got to give your reason for being there. You got to fill out a bunch of paperwork. They make sure you're on the list of people that can take the kid. You have to wait for your kid, and that's just going into the office if you're spending time.
But
in
that's
the
every
school.
Time you go,
every
can,
single time.
Can kids? Is it even possible for a kid to forge a note anymore?
Oh, good question.
How could you?
Because I remember like kids leaving. All you had to do was bring in a note signed by your mom or dad that basically said so and so can leave at 11:30 because they have. Dentist appointment.
Yeah, but
and
they
just let you walk out.
I mean, maybe when you're older, like I know they have those like senior days now where like if you're on honor roll and you have like an early or late study hall, you could leave early. So I guess that would be the only way to do it. No, because there are kids that drive themselves to school. How do they go to like dentist appointments?
Well, I think they can just leave, but I'm saying if you're getting picked up by somebody or you can like leave early, you'd need, I don't know. I remember kids having to bring in notes.
I can't imagine going to school.
So my
like
friend
that.
Got caught once because she forged a note signed by her dad.
Okay.
And the woman, I guess they must save all your notes.
Because
she was like, because they went through and they're like, weird how all of the other notes were from her mom.
Ew.
And all of a sudden her dad wrote a note.
I became an expert forger of my mother's signature. Like national treasure kind of stuff. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I just can't imagine going, I mean, like, it's kind of suck going, well, I guess it's their normal.
It's all I've ever known. And I mean, it really doesn't affect them on a day-to-day basis other than like lockdown drills, which can be a little traumatizing. But, you know, if you're in school, you wouldn't know who's in, who's out, who's getting in, who's getting out.
Yeah. I mean, just because of my day, it was just so wide open. Even though you thought it was so restrictive, it wasn't. It was like completely open.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I don't know, like. I do remember, like, my dad could just show up at the school, my mom could just show up at the school, wave at the secretary, because everybody knew everybody, and they could just, like, take us home.
Yeah.
Where now, like, here's what really pisses me off. My 14-year-old, I love her. I love her so much. If I go to pick her up from school, I have to, you know, do the whole sign-in thing. I'm waiting there.
Yeah.
My daughter knows she's got 10 minutes to, like, get out of class and, like, go do whatever she wants before she has to be at the front door. So she will make me wait, like, that full 10 minutes, just walking around the school doing whatever she wants for a little while. And I can't go in and get her.
Yeah.
Right?
I told you, I went to that one private school in Florida where the actual like playgrounds and everything were off campus, like in another area.
Yeah.
And so we would have to walk through this neighborhood, like by ourselves, to go to like PE class outside. And I told you, there was a canal there that had an alligator in South Florida. And we used to bring pennies, and we would throw pennies at the alligator over this bridge. Like, and it was there all the time. This thing was like a 10-foot gator.
You going to elementary school... Sounds like a level on Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
You got to throw the penny at the gator, jump over and hit him on the head.
Yeah, there was. I remember the guy that owned the school, his name was Dr. Tufts, big fat dick of a man, right? And he had this big old hunting dog. It got tangled up with this big ass snake one day. It's some kind of big ass snake in Florida, right? So we turn around, this dog and this snake are like going at it with each other. And I remember them pulling this snake off and killing it with a bat in front of us. I'm like a little kid.
Oh my God.
I'm like 10. My old man's paying, I don't know how much to go to this Palm Beach Country Day School. And this Dr. Tufts dude is beating the crap out of a snake that was attacking his dog.
Well, there's a reason it was so expensive.
Why is that?
Snake insurance. Good investment.
But they let us walk to class like that.
I mean, it is fun. And look, man, here's the thing. It's hard to... be angry at those people back in the day because it's like they didn't know, right?
Everybody smoked.
It was a different world. Well,
all our teachers smoked in class.
You had high schools with smoking lounges for the kids with a permission.
Yeah, back in the day,
252 WCMF, Caitlin's been waiting on hold. Hey, Caitlin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Caitlin.
Oh, my God, Caitlin.
Come on, she's peppy.
No, I was clearing my throat.
We need the energy. What's up, Caitlin?
So I'm a high school senior right now. I go to Greece Athena.
Way to go, Pat.
They actually will not stop you. The seniors walk in and out of the building all day. In fact, last year I had to get picked up early by my aunt, and around the same time, the counselors had called me down to the office, and I had already left the building, but they didn't know. So I was actually lost for about 20 minutes, and they had to call my mom because they could not find me. They were so worried.
Wait, what school is this?
Athena.
What?
Athena. Oh. Greece, yeah.
So your aunt picked you up?
Yeah.
You probably got one of them loud West Side aunts. Aunt Daddy's here. Caitlin, Daddy's here.
Caitlin, don't laugh at him and be polite. Listen,
come on, honey.
Caitlin, can I talk to you real quick? Can I talk to you real quick?
Yes.
Okay, you sound like a very sweet girl.
Smart kid.
Yes, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, you do.
To do something great.
You do.
For Tommy, Kimmy, and I, that opportunity is far past.
Shot and gone.
So I beg you, please, turn off this radio show.
So do you listen to this every day?
Don't answer that question, please.
Every day on my way to school.
Ah! Why would you... Caitlin, you're better
listen.
No, Caitlin.
No, I watched crappy stuff when I was a kid. So did you?
Yeah, and look how we turned out. That's what I'm trying to tell her, Caitlin. You got your whole life ahead of you. You can change the world. Turn off this show and never listen again.
All right.
Say hi to your aunt Dot for me. She used to hang out at Captain's Attic.
Yeah, she doesn't know what that is.
Oh, every kid heard about it. Their aunts at the Captain's
Attic.
Where
do you think she would? No, I'm not going to say that. Kayla, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Enjoy school today. God, that makes me so uncomfortable. Oh!
High school.
If you're under 18, turn off this show right now. Let's take a break.